This is the Sakar Muli of 21st of January 2025. Essence, sweet children, wake up early in the morning and have a sweet spiritual conversation with the Father. Continue to digest the teachings that the Father gives you. Question: what method should you adopt so that you spend your whole day in happiness? Answer: wake up every morning at Amrit Vela and churn points of this knowledge. Talk to yourself. Churn the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole drama. By remembering the Father, you will spend your whole day in happiness. Just as students rehearse, revise their studies, so you children should rehearse this knowledge. Song: people today are in darkness. Om Shanti. You sweetest, long-lost and now-found children heard the song. You are the children of God. You know that God is showing you the path. People continue to call out to God, saying that they are in darkness. That is because the path of devotion is the path of darkness. Devotees say, we are wandering around searching for you. Sometimes we go on pilgrimages, sometimes we give donations and perform charity and chant mantras. They are given many kinds of mantra to chant. Even then, people do not understand that they are in darkness. Because they are in darkness, they do not understand what light is. You are now no longer in darkness. You are the first ones to appear on the tree. You go and rule in the new world, and you then come down the ladder. The people of Islam, the Buddhists, and the Christians start to come in the middle period. The Father is now planting the sapling once again. You should wake up early in the morning and churn points of this knowledge in this way. This is such a wonderful play. The duration of this drama film reel is 5,000 years. The duration of the Golden Age is this much, and the duration of the Silver Age is this much. Baba has the whole of this knowledge. No one else in the world knows this. Therefore, you children should wake up early in the morning and remember the Father, and churn this knowledge in happiness. We now know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole drama. The Father says that the duration of each cycle is 5,000 years, whereas people say that it is hundreds of thousands of years. This is such a wonderful play. You have to digest the teachings that the Father gives you. You should rehearse just as students rehearse, revise their studies. You sweetest children now know the whole of this drama. Baba has told you in a very easy way how this drama is eternal and imperishable. There is victory and defeat in this. Now that the cycle is coming to an end, we have to return home. We have received the Father's order, remember me, your Father. Only the one Father gives this knowledge of the drama. A play would never last for hundreds of thousands of years. No one would ever be able to remember that. The whole cycle of 5,000 years is in your intellects. This play of victory and defeat is so good. You should wake up early in the morning and have such thoughts. Baba is enabling us to gain victory over Ravan. You should wake up early in the morning and talk to yourself in this way so that you develop this habit. No one knows this unlimited drama. You are actors, and yet you don't know the beginning, the middle, or the end of the drama. We are now being made worthy by Baba. Baba is now making us similar to himself. Not only does Baba make us similar to himself, but he also sits us on his shoulders. Baba loves you children so much. He explains to you so clearly, "Sweetest children, I am making you into the masters of the world. I do not become that, but I make you children that. I make you children beautiful and become your teacher and teach you. I give you this knowledge for salvation and make you into the masters of the land of peace and the land of happiness. I then go and sit in the land of Nirvana, the land beyond sound." A physical father makes effort to earn money to give to his children. He then goes into retirement and sings devotional songs to God. Here the father says, "If you are retired, you have to explain this knowledge to your children and keep yourself busy in doing this service. Don't become trapped in your households. You have to benefit yourselves and others. You are all now in your stage of retirement." The father says, "I have come to take you beyond sound. Impure souls cannot go there." The father is personally explaining to you face to face. You enjoy listening personally. Elsewhere, other children speak this knowledge. Here, the father comes personally and speaks to you. This is why Madhuban is praised. The father says, "Develop the habit of waking up early in the morning." People wake up early in the morning and perform devotion. However, you don't receive the inheritance from doing that. You receive the inheritance from the Father, the Creator. You never receive the inheritance from part of creation. This is why they say that they do not know the Creator, or the beginning, the middle, or the end of creation. If they knew this, they would know everything from the beginning of time. You children have to explain how you belonged to the highest religion and how you then became corrupt in your religion and actions. Maya put Godrej locks on your intellects. This is why you pray to God. You are the intellect of the wise. Open the lock on this one's intellect. The father now explains to you personally, "I am the ocean of knowledge, and I am speaking this knowledge to you through this one." Which knowledge? The knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world cycle. No human being is able to give this. The father says, "It is better to study in a school than to go to religious gatherings. Study is your source of income. You do not earn anything in religious gatherings. You give donations, you perform charity. There is nothing but expense. You spend money, you bow your heads, and even wear out your foreheads. You children have to develop the habit of churning this knowledge that you now receive. You also have to explain it to others." The father says, "There are now the omens of Jupiter over you souls. God, the Lord of the tree, is now teaching you. You should have so much happiness. God is teaching you and making you into gods and goddesses. The more you remember such a father, the more your sins will be absolved. Develop the habit of churning the ocean of knowledge in this way. that Dada, grandfather, is giving us the inheritance through this father. He himself says, I take the support of this chariot. You are receiving this knowledge, are you not? Is it the Ganges of knowledge who purifies you with this knowledge, or is it the water of the Ganges? The father says, you children truly are now serving Bharat. Those social workers do limited service. This is true spiritual service. These are the versions of God. The father says that God is beyond rebirth, whereas Sri Krishna takes the full 84 births. Sri Krishna's name has been put in the Gita. Why wasn't Narayan's name inserted? No one knows that Sri Krishna becomes Sri Narayan. Sri Krishna was a prince who married Radhe. You children have now received this knowledge. You understand that Shiv Baba is teaching you. He is your father as well as your teacher and Satguru. He grants you salvation. God Shiva is the highest on high. He says, those who defame me cannot claim a high status. If students do not study, their master loses his honor. The father says, do not dishonor me. Continue to study. Your aim and objective is in front of you. Gurus say this of themselves. Those who defame the guru cannot claim a high status. This is why people become afraid and avoid being cursed by them. They do not want to tell anyone the mantra that they were given by their guru. When sannyasis are asked why they left their household, they reply, "Do not ask about those gross things. Why don't they want to tell us of those things? How do we know who they are?" Those of you who have shrewd intellects would ask them these questions. On the path of ignorance, many people have intoxication. Swami Narayan was a special disciple of Ram Tirath. Baba read his books, etc. Baba was interested in reading all of those books. In his childhood, he had disinterest, but then one day he saw a film which spoiled his attitude of disinterest. His wise disinterest changed. The father explains, all of those gurus, etc., belong to the path of devotion. The bestower of salvation for all is the only one whom everyone remembers. There is a song, mine is only the one, Girtha Gopal, Krishna the cowherd, and none other. Sri Krishna is called Girtha. In fact, it is Brahma to whom all the insults refer. When the Sri Krishna soul becomes like that of a totally Tamopradan village urchin at the end, he is given all those insults. In reality, this one is the Sri Krishna soul. He was brought up in a village. Whilst walking along the path, this Brahmin became trapped. That is, Baba entered him. He was insulted so much. The news of this reached America. This is a wonderful drama. You now know these things, and so you are happy. The father now explains how this cycle turns, and how you were Brahmins, and how you then became deities, warriors, merchants, and Shudras. This is a cycle of 84 births. You must keep all of this in your awareness. You have to know the creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. No one else knows this. You children understand that you are becoming the masters of the world. There is no question of any difficulty in this. You are not asked to sit in any special postures, etc. People teach such kinds of hatha yoga don't even ask. Some people even damage their brains through doing that, not breathing. The Father enables you to earn an income so easily. This is the true income for 21 births. Heaven is being placed on the palms of your hands. The Father brings the gift of heaven for you children. No human being would say this. Only the Father says this. This soul is also listening. You children must wake up early in the morning and think about this knowledge. Devotees turn the beads of a rosary in a bag early in the morning too, in an incognito way. That bag is called a gaumuk, mouth of a cow. They keep their hands in a small cloth bag and turn the beads of a rosary. They chant Rama's name just as though they are playing a harmonium. In fact, remembering the Father is incognito. This is called a silent mantra. There is happiness. The drama is so wonderful. This play is unlimited. No one but you has this in his intellect. However, you are also number-wise, according to your efforts. It is so easy. God is now teaching us. We simply have to remember him. We receive the inheritance from him. This Baba renounced everything instantly because there was the incarnation of Baba in between. He surrendered everything to these mothers. The Father said, "Such a huge establishment has to take place. Use everything you have for this service. Don't give even a penny to anyone. You have to be a destroyer of attachment to this extent. This destination is very high." Meera disobeyed the worldly rules of her vicious clan. She is now praised so much. These daughters also say that they will not get married, no matter whether someone is a millionaire or anything else. They will claim the inheritance from the Father. Therefore, there should be such intoxication. The unlimited Father sits here and decorates you children. You don't need money, etc. for this. Before her wedding, a bride is made to sit on her own and wear old clothes. She is made to wear torn clothes. Then, after her marriage, she wears jewelry and new clothes, etc. This Father says, "I now decorate you with the jewels of this knowledge, and you then become Lakshmi or Narayan." No one else would say this. Only the Father comes and creates the pure family path. This is why Vishnu is portrayed with four arms. Parvati is portrayed with Shankar, whereas Saraswati is portrayed with Brahma. However, Brahma doesn't have a wife. This one simply belongs to the Father. These are such wonderful aspects. This one is a mother and father. He is Prajapita, through whom the Father creates the children. Therefore, he is also a mother. Saraswati is remembered as the daughter of Brahma. The Father sits here and explains all of these things. Just as Baba wakes up early in the morning and churns the ocean of this knowledge, so you children have to follow him. You children know that this is a wonderful, predestined play about victory and defeat. You become happy when you see it. You don't dislike it. You now understand the beginning, the middle, and the end of this unlimited drama, and so there is no question of dislike. You children now have to make effort. You have to continue to live at home with your families and also take up the responsibility of becoming pure. We couples will remain pure whilst living together and become the masters of the pure world. Some still fail. Baba does not have any scriptures in his hands. Shiv Baba says, I and not Sri Krishna tell you the essence of all the Vedas and the scriptures through Brahma. There is such a difference, Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Pay full attention to this study. Do not act in any way that would defame the father, teacher or Satguru. Do not act in any way that would dishonor the father. 2. Develop the habit of churning the ocean of this knowledge. Churn this knowledge that the Father gives you and stay in limitless happiness. Do not dislike anyone. Blessing. May you become such a searchlight that the curtain of ignorance is removed with your light of perfection. The time for revelation is now coming close. Therefore, become introverted and fill yourself with jewels of deep experiences. Become such a searchlight that the curtain of ignorance is removed with your light of perfection. You are a star of the earth who is going to protect the world from upheaval and make the world happy and golden. You are a most elevated soul who is an instrument to give the breath of happiness and peace to the world. Slogan. Remain distant from any attraction of Maya and matter, and you will stay constantly happy. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. When your mind has developed the natural practice of having good wishes and pure feelings, your mind will then remain busy. You will automatically move away from any upheaval of your mind. Sometimes you now become disheartened in your efforts, but that will no longer happen. There will be a magic mantra. Om Shanti.